This is an ABC podcast.
Pope Leo flies east next week. It'll be his inaugural overseas trip as pontiff. First stop, Turkey, a country where the Christian population has dwindled to less than 1%. He'll meet the ecumenical patriarch Bartholomew, who leads most of the world's Orthodox Christians. He'll also meet the controversial president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's been styling himself as a new sultan of the broader Islamic world. But it's the second leg of Leo's trip to Lebanon that's potentially more challenging. Christians are around a third of the population, but there are real fears that external actors, including Iran and Israel, could destabilize a fragile religious settlement that's barely survived for more than 30 years. Dr. Rula Talhuk is the director of the Institute for Muslim Christian Studies at St. Joseph's University in Beirut.
His visit to Turkey is to celebrate 1,700 years of Council of Nicea. And it's the first dogmatic council of the Holy Church. His visit to Lebanon is a little bit different. He was asked by our president of the republic to come to Lebanon because, you know, our community, Christian community, not only Catholic, but all the Christian in Lebanon are in a big fear now. We have been living in war since 1975, and now the situation is very critical. And I'm not talking about Israel, I'm talking about Iran. Because there is a will to kick out the Christian from this era. And if the Christian are out of Lebanon, they will be out of any other Arab country. So I think that his visit is strategic.
That's very alarming, the scenario that you raise. Do we know what Leo is going to say to the government of Lebanon?
The Holy See isn't declaring anything. Even the government don't know what will be their part of the preparation. We have the feeling that he is coming to support us. But in a political level, we need more. We need a reform in our system, in our political system. The system is corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. They are helping each other to stay in the government. It's not about to change one or two persons from the system. The whole system is corrupted. Unfortunately, our religious leaders are corrupted also.
You mentioned there the very specific threat that you say comes from Iran, a country very close by. What is the state of Christian-Muslim relations in Lebanon today, though? Because a kind of peace has held over several decades. Can you put aside the external threat and say what is the existing state of relations in the country?
Okay, there is different levels. On a basic level of life, there is a very good relation between Muslim and Christian. Because we are living together from decades, as you say. On a daily basis, we are together in all fields of work, especially in the big cities as Beirut. We are here like 2.5 million people living together and making all things together. There is no difference. The problem is with the new Islamic movement, and I'm saying new, to make a difference between the Muslim of Lebanon and the new Islamic movement, because we have branches of Al-Qaeda and Daesh now in the north of Lebanon. This is a big issue for us. And we have the movement of Hezbollah, and it's a political movement also, dogmatic movement also. So we have both from Shia and Sunni, new movement in Lebanon like about 40 years ago, and it's very difficult to live with them, to make politics with them. We don't have the same strategic, we don't have the same economic ideas, but we are in a very, very, very difficult period. Now we are waiting for the new attack, Israel attack. And this time it will cover the whole country. Yes. Not only in the south and the Bekaa.
How sure are you, though, of another attack by Israel? What would prompt another attack by Israel?
because Hezbollah is gaining health and wealth and new weapons from off the behalf of Iran through Syria. This year, the American said that Hezbollah has taken $1 billion of dollars in 2025. And we know that they are working on themselves. And each day we have new attacks on in the south and in the Bekaa. They are putting their biggest troops on the border with the south and the Bekaa. Mm-hmm. And this is very alarming. And yesterday they attacked the UNIFIL.
What could Pope Leo do to defuse this situation during his visit? Is there anything he could do?
No. Unfortunately, no. Not with Israel, not with Trump, not with Iran. But he can give us strength within, in the community. He can help the church itself. But in geopolitics, I don't know if he has any power on this.
He may not have power to influence Israel or even Iran. But, ruler, isn't it the case that you've said there are local Muslim communities, about two-thirds of the population in Lebanon, that have tried to live in good coexistence? Could Pope Leo not influence the leadership of the local Sunni and Shia communities?
Yes and no. So, as I said, with the original Sunni and Shia in Lebanon, there is no problem. Problem is with the influenced communities, influenced by Iran or influenced by a very Islamic tough movement in the world. We have more than two communities, regular Muslims and Lebanese Muslim and other that are aiming to stand for an ummah, the ummah.
Yes, that is the global Islamic
people,
community.
Yes, those people don't believe in any country or any other Sharia laws than theirs.
You've mentioned there's a presence from Daesh or ISIS, the Islamic State,
yes,
but also Al-Qaeda. Are these groups attempting to overthrow the very fragile settlement in Lebanon? Is that part of their plan? Or are they just there because they've been driven out of Iraq and Syria?
They are driven by Syria mainly now. And as you know, President Sharia was in the United States and he signed to be against all these movements. The problem is they are not here only to attack the Lebanese army. They are here to attack Hezbollah. And this is very complicated because it will help Hezbollah to regain in his strength. Because it's like he gives himself a reason to stay and his weapons to remain his weapons. Because each time he will say to his bases, see, there is a threat from the north and this is Sunni who wants to kill Lebanese and who wants to kill Shia. And as the Lebanese army is weak, I won't give up on my weapons to defend Lebanon and the Shia. Mm. And I think it's a vicious circle.
I have read where some Christian communities in the past have sought some protection from Hezbollah against the growth of these Sunni fundamentalists. Is that still the case?
Not in Lebanon. But in Syria, yes.
Is there anything at all that Pope Leo can do to calm the situation? You say that his influence may be limited with the Israelis and with the Iranians. What can he say to the world about Lebanon in particular?
You know, Pope John Paul II said that Lebanon is a mission for the whole world, and especially in the Middle East. He will say the same. Because it's a real threat for all the Middle East if the Christians have been kicked out of Lebanon or have been kicked out of politics. Because we are the only democratic and our Lebanon is the only free in politics and in democracy. We have the only system in the Arab world where people can give their ideas and we are free to say whatever we want. If Christian out of Lebanon, it will be the end of all the Middle East. Mm. There will be another war and a big war between Shia and Sunni.
Is Lebanon the only thing at the moment that you think stands between a war between the Shia and the Sunni.
Yes.
That's very dramatic.
The Christian in Lebanon, because Christian in other Arab countries are not free and they are not involved in politics and in economic life. They are very weak communities.
Dr. Rula Talhouk, she's the director of the Institute of Christian Muslim Studies at St. Joseph's University in Beirut. Thank you for joining us on the Religion and Ethics Report.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.